This is Mr. Tolu Balogun. On the Work From Home podcast, I will be teaching you a lot of things you can do to upgrade your skills and be able to run a work from home business successfully. So stay with me and enjoy. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Work From Home podcast. I remain Mr. Tolu Balogun and I'm very happy to be here again in this month of September, which as you already know is my month, is the month for my wife also, and I just celebrated my birthday over the weekend. I had a really nice day, I had so much fun. I feel so blessed to be alive and I thank God for everything that has been happening to this boy for the past few years. So today we want to talk about, or I want to talk about one of the most interesting things that happens when you're a work from home person, because let's face it, no matter how much you build schedules, routines, workspace, you are still working from home. So at the end of the day, even when you are at the level where you can deliver optimally, you can deliver really well, there are still times where you would still break your schedule and have to do overtime. You would have to, you know, wake up by 3 a.m. to just get something done really quick and go back to bed. There are times when you would have to, you know, just go and check one more thing before you go to bed. It happens to every one of us, and it doesn't matter even if you have your day planned out to the T. So, what are some of the ways we can use to manage work from home burnouts? Because this is a really big deal, no matter how you want to think about it. Working from home can be more stressful than actually working from your office, because you don't have to say, oh, there's going to be some traffic between this time and this time and I have to beat that traffic. There's no traffic you are beating. You are just going to work from your work from home office or space. So at the end of the day, no matter how you think about it, work and home lifestyle are always going to clash. And it's funny how I'm gesticulating as if you can see me, but it's all good. It's all good. It just shows that I'm so into what I am talking about today. Really passionate about it. So before we go deeper or further, I would have to, you know, show or say my disclaimer: I'm not an expert in the subject of stress. Just take this as someone just ranting about how stress affects work from home. You know, one of the things I have done to actually make recording my podcast easier is realize the fact that expecting, so I'm not expecting my episodes to be like spotless or perfect, or all the ums and ahs. I'm gonna leave them there. You are just going to listen to that. Why not? We say them when we are talking naturally, so why try to take them out to make them feel extra perfect? I'm not perfect. And all my recordings, at least for the past 2 to 3 weeks, have been single take, no cuts, no edits whatsoever. I just work to make the audio sound better and I publish right away. So when you're listening to my podcast, you are listening to straight up talk, no edits, no cuts, just straight up talk. So this is another straight up talk where I'm just talking about the matter of stress, how we can manage it. So as I've said earlier, I'm not a professional at this. So, but basically, logically, normally, the next thing to do to stress is try to negate it. And that would mean taking enough rest. I know a lot of people can manage 4 hours of sleep at night, But I'm not one of those people. I cherish my 8 hours of sleep every single day. Tell me it's a third of my life. I tell you, the quality of what I do with the remaining 16 hours matters more to me than having an extra 4 hours in a day. So I just make sure that I give my body the rest it deserves. And when I'm working, I also put my best into whatever work I'm getting done at the moment. So I believe, strongly believe, the best thing we can do when it comes to managing stress is making sure we are resting and having enough sleep. You don't want to, you know, carry over all the stress of the previous day to the next day. You want your body to regenerate itself, get blessed, you know, get renewed, and, you know, do the magic it's meant to do when you're meant to be sleeping. So I know for some people, they have to kind of set an alarm and just, you know, probably just switch off their phone. If it gets to that, please, by all means, switch off your phone, set the alarm, go to bed when you're meant to go to bed, wake up when you should wake up and get started. Make the best of the day. Do all the things you're meant to do. Deliver on the things you're meant to deliver on. Live your best life for the day. And when it's time to sleep, the cycle repeats itself. People will get used to not having you around at a certain time every day. You are not a machine, you are a human being. And even machines shut down. You understand? So you have to find time to renew yourself, to get back to a good space. It's very, very key, very, very important. So what are we talking about here? We are talking about ensuring that you make the best of your day and you make the best of your body too, making sure that you can rest very well. You see, when it comes to this body aspect, I'm going to still, you know, talk about that. It's not your time to talk about that particular part of the notes today. We are still going to get there. And if you are someone that reads the show notes before you even listen to the episode, you probably have found that out. Good for you. So what's next is we have to make sure that we are not always staying indoors. We take time to explore the world around us, move around, walk around, you know, not just confine ourselves to a single space every single time. It's according to a lot of stuff I've read and listened to a lot of people talk about. We have to get out there. Yeah, we have to get out there. So personally, I'm someone who doesn't go out too often. So what happened recently is I and my wife discussed the fact that we are always indoors every other day, walking, getting stuff done, doing my stuff, she's doing her stuff, and then nobody really goes out. And by the way, going to the grocery store to buy stuff, or going to the supermarkets to get stuff, or running to the doctor's office, that is not going out. You are actually getting something done. You are running an errand. So you remember I talked about the line between work and life blurring out because you're working from home. You doing all this errand stuff is still working, but you're working for the home, and then you're working for the work, or whatever you want to put it. So at the end of the day, all this, I quickly dashed out to go to the dentist. That's not going out. I'm talking about going out where you probably take yourself to the spa, or you go out to watch a movie. I know you have Netflix at home. Just something that would make you just socialize with people around you. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Not just something that would make you, you know, stay indoors every day, not being able to understand what is actually even going on around you. There were times when, while we were staying at home, we probably didn't go out much for a week plus. And then we go out after a week into town. And then we are like, wow, we never knew this happened. Maybe there was a new construction or a new shop or something new just came up along the road, and then we wondered how it appeared there, because that's how it feels to us. It feels like it's appeared there. It doesn't feel like it was work that got done, because we have missed out on a lot of other things while just, you know, sitting back at home and trying to get work done. That is what I'm talking about. You need to get out. You need to move out. You need to, you know, mix with people around you. Just try to make sure that you are not, you don't turn yourself into someone who is under house arrest. Yes, that's a better way to put it. So we need to actually get out there and, you know, understand what is happening in our surroundings, understand what is happening in our city. Going down to just, you know, sometimes even just take a walk, or just decide that, okay, today I want to ride a bicycle for 3 hours, because for the next 5 hours or 6 hours, I'm not going to walk. So then you take your bicycle and then you ride for some 2-3 hours, and then just, you know, just look around, have a good sightseeing, and then even by doing that, you are distressing yourself. You are distressing yourself. You are doing some exercise along the way. And then I've also heard this part where they talk about your mental health and your physical health working hand in hand. So that takes us to the next lesson. You need to make sure that you're doing some sort of physical exercise. You don't want to be like me, who sits down in the house every day. So you sit down to work, you sit down to watch TV, you sit down to play a game on your phone, you sit down and lie down to listen to music, you sit down to eat your food. And then when it comes to standing, or you don't do much of that. You don't run, you don't walk, and it gets boring. You get serious. If not that, I became a parent sometime last year, and my child makes sure that I, you know, get running when I know that she needs my attention real quick. I have to, you know, look around and say, okay, what is she doing at the moment? And I just have to, like, jump up and quickly attend to her. Those are some of the exercises I get to have as a person. I cannot say that before I had my child, I was the type of person that was physically active. I had to buy a smartwatch at some point to track the number of steps I took in a day. I tried to say, okay, I want to do 10,000 steps every day. I did not even get to 5,000 steps in a day. I did not even get to 3,000 steps in some days. And it's crazy, you know. But when you say that, okay, I just want to, you know, take a walk every morning, 10, 15 minutes, it's going to do a lot of good for your physical health and also your mental health. At least that is what I've heard. And I believe, since I definitely had my child and I've been engaging in some Tom and Jerry hide and seek, chase and catch with my daughter, I've noticed good things happen to me. So I want to believe that it actually works. We need to take care of ourselves physically so that our mental health can also be top notch. So what else do we need to do when it comes to, you know, making sure that we don't feel burned out while working from home? We want to understand the fact that while we need to take care of a lot of things around us, we also need to take care of ourselves. You are your biggest asset. You are the one that understands how to get stuff done. You are the one that can get, you are the one that is going to feel the burnout. Exactly. That is exactly what I want to say. You are the one that is going to feel the burnout. You are the one that is trying to, you know, make money. You have to enjoy your money. So why not, even if it's once in 6 months, once in 12 months, take a well-deserved vacation where you don't get to work, where you can pamper yourself to the fullest. Like, to the fullest. I say again, to the fullest. You need to pamper yourself. You are your asset. You are a very, very, very big and important asset. It doesn't matter what anybody else has told you, because so far you can get stuff done, and you are getting stuff done. You are useful to not just someone else, you are also useful to yourself. And if you're making some money, no matter how little, you are an asset and you have to take care of yourself. So a vacation is very important. It helps you to, you know, unwind for a long period of time, especially when you are working from home and you've been doing like 6-9 months of non-stop work and even trying to get stuff done on the weekends so that you can compensate for some tasks that need to get done that were not finished. I do not want to carry those over to the following week. I know I do that a lot also. So what are we talking about here? We are talking about ensuring that you can build a successful lifestyle and you can ensure your own longevity as a person. Sorry about that. I'm not going to edit that out. I know I'm Nigerian, and if you're listening from the US, Canada, Australia, I hope you understand my accent. I know I have an accent. Nigerian English is an English. I hope you're enjoying me though, and you can still make sense of whatever it is I'm saying. I really appreciate it that you have even sat down or at least kept listening to this episode up to now. I really appreciate, I respect you, and I hope you still find time to share this with your friends, your families, and your well-wishers. So make sure to pamper yourself. Don't feel like you're not important. You're mega important. Not just important, mega important. Believe that. So you have to make sure that you are taking good care of yourself. And as part of the exercises you can also do, you want to do the breathing exercises. You want to do light to medium exercises that will make sure that you are operating at least a good level. Do one or two things that's going to make you sweat in a day. Really good idea. And, you know, definitely, you know that once you sweat, you have to shower right away so you don't stink. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode up till now. Don't forget, you can request a free SEO audit. You can also request to have your business listed on Google, and I would be able to get that done for you. So I believe you've learned a lot this week, and I believe I've not bombarded you with too much information. And I believe if you have other ways you think you can use to, you know, lessen the stress while working from home, aside, you know, sleeping adequately, prioritizing yourself and taking breaks, taking vacations, going out every week to make sure you are not, you know, a prisoner in your own house. You want to make sure that you get things done and get things done the right way. Move around, enjoy life, meet people, engage with people around you, engage with your surroundings also. Get active. Don't just be living a sedentary lifestyle. I hope I got that correct. Make sure you enjoy yourself. Make sure that you are able to always come back and deliver at an optimum level. Whether you like it or not, the lines between work and home are going to be closer than when you are working 9-to-5 at a native or regular office. So I hope and I pray that you have a very blissful, blessed, and great week ahead of you, and you enjoy the rest of this year to the maximum. Thank you very much and have a great week. Bye-bye.